Welcome to FYM Yerushalmi, Shir is sponsored for the month of Tevis by Janine and Kyle Nathan, in honor of the birth of the grandchildren, Aliza Rochel and Rafael Simcha. We should always share in Simchas. Please reach out for more sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Nun Aleph in the Hizva Ador edition. Perek Shvi in the middle of Aloha Aleph, we're starting the two dots a few lines down in Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara. The Gemara now is going to quote a Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Meseches Krisus. The Gemara first is going to quote the entire Mishnah, and then going to come and explain what the Mishnah is talking about based on what we learned here in our Perek. So the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says, Shalti et Rabbi Lezer. I asked Rabbi Lezer the following question. Hoise melochos harbe, bishapsos harbe, main melocha achas be'elemechod. One does multiple melochos and multiple shabbosim, and all the melochos are similar to each other, and he did not know in between. And the Gemara is going to explain soon what exactly he is referring to. Mahu chav achas akulam or achas akol achas v'achas? Is he chav one chatas for all, or is he has chatas for each one? Omele chav akol achas v'achas is chav for each one. Mi kavochemer, I'll give you a kavochemer. Uma ima nido she'ein bo teitzoras harbe v'chatoras harbe. A woman who's nido, there's a issur to have beila with her. And even though there's not many teitzoras, not many melochas over there, and many chatoras, there's only one issur to have beila with a nido. Chayav l'kol achas v'achas. Still, one is chayav for each beila that he has with a nido. Shabbos, sheyesh bo teitzoras harbe v'chatoras harbe. Shabbos, there's so many melochas, so many chatoras. Einu din sheyechayav kol achas v'achas. Of course, there should be chayav on each one. Amarti loy, so answer your bekiva to your blazer. Loy amarto binido, sheyesh bo shtei azoris. We're talking about nido. Every time there's a hisser, there's two azoris, means it's coming from two angles. Shu muzar ala nido, v'anido muzaris olav. By nido, there's two that are doing the aveiro. The man and the woman. The man who has beilu with a nido, and the woman who has a nido has beilu with a man. Torah b'Shabbos she'ein bo ela azor achas, but Shabbos, only one who's doing the malacha is over Yisr. So don't bring me a riot from nida to Shabbos. Omar li, so he answered to me, haba l'ktano yisur chiyach. What about someone who has relationship with a ktano who is a nido, but she is not, doesn't have a Yisr because she's a ktano. Shein bohem el azor achas, there's only one who gets the azorah. Only the man is over Yisr. V'chayav l'kol achas v'achas, and still is chayav for each be'ilo. Amarti loy, so I answered him, says Rabbi Akiva, loy mamarto ba'al ha'ktonos, don't be a raya from ha'ktano, shal b'shein b'em achshav yesh b'em la'achar zman. Right now, you're right, the ktana does not have a iser, but she will eventually have a iser. So she is shayach to it. It belongs to her. The iser is on the man and also on the woman in potential. Turn b'shabbos shein bo loy achshav la'achar zman, by Shabbos, it's only the one doing the iser. It's not, it doesn't go both ways. What about one who has a relationship with an animal? There this is only in the man, not on the animal. You're right, Behim will be like Shabbos. Meaning the same way, by Shabbos, I'm not sure if you get multiple chatas or only one chatas. So one who has multiple be'ilos with a behimo, I'm not sure if he has to bring multiple chatas or only one chatas. And we don't know it from a woman. A woman has her own iser. So this is the quote from the Mishnah Meseches Krisus. Now the Gemara is going to explain what exactly is the case that Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Elazar. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zeir b'shem Chizdo and Rabbi Eilo b'shem Mashir Melokish, Tarvei and Armi, they both explained, Bezodin Shabbos u'bishgogos melokish sha'aloi. We're talking about a case, someone knows about Shabbos. He's Zodin, he's aware of Shabbos. He knows Shabbos is Aser. But he doesn't know that these melachas are aser. Now the rule is, if one does multiple melachas this way, he forgot, he didn't realize the iser in different melachas, it could be chav in each one, as we learned in our Mishnah. But what happens if all these melachas are me'ain melachas? They're the told of the same melacha. Is he chav one or multiple chatoras? And that was the raya they brought from Nida. That the same way Nida, you chav for each be'ilo, so also in melachas that are similar to each other, you have in each one. As Reb Chaim quotes in the Bavli, regarding doing the exactly same melacha, for example, harvesting, to do it twice, that was clear as chayav only one. And the Bavli explains, because you can join them together. Even though he did one and then he did another, if you do it together, you could do two together. But Be'ilis, you can't do two together. So that's why by Nida you have in each one. So also separate melachas, meaning different toldos of a melacha that are similar in nature to each other, but there's still different actions, we're comparing it to a Nida. And the Gemara says, Bedota ninon, melachas harbe, loyal shabbosos umischayev. Meaning, he's not mischayev because of the shabbosos, because shabbosos he never forgot, it was bezodin. The discussion is regarding melachas. And that's why when Rabbi Akiva is asking Belozer, the lashon is, ha'ose melachas harbe. Referring to the melachas they did, now the shabbosos, even though it says right afterwards shabbosos, but we, according to this man, Amar, we're focusing on the word melachas harbe. Because we talk about a case that he forgot the isra of the individual told us of a melacha. The question, do they join together or not? That was a discussion that Rabbi Akiva brought in front of Rabbi Elazar. That is one way to explain this Mishnah. Rava b'shem Achiz d'amar. Rava explained it. B'shikogos Shabbos uvizodin melacha shalohi. We're talking about someone who forgot about Shabbos. He knows the melachas are asur. The only thing he has a shaykh in is in Shabbos. Bedot Tanino, that's what we said, Shabbos is Arbe. These are the next words that Rekiva said to Ablozer. And according to Rava, you're focusing on these words. He's talking about multiple Shabbosing because he forgot about Shabbos. And the question is, he chaya for each Shabbos? And the Gemara concludes it in Dafnu Na'avon base. Loyal melachas mischayev. We're not mischayev because of the melachas. Melachas he knew, that's usur. The question is, mischayev chatos for each Shabbos. And what is the question, as Reb Chaim explained? The question is the yomim shebin asayim mechalkos? Do we say that the days in between are separating the Shabbos and make each Shabbos its own thing and mischayev chatos for each one? And the answer is from Nida. Because by Nida, when a person doesn't know, and he does multiple Be'ilas, each Be'ilah is Chayav, because the Be'ilas are Mechalkos, the fact that you have separation between the Be'ilas, it causes the Chiluk. And as Reb Chaim points out, because we're talking about a Nida who stopped being a Nida and became Nida again. And she, because she was Torah in between, that's Mechalik, similar to the days in between Shabbos. And that's the question that Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Elazar. So the word now goes back and says like this. We just mentioned, we quote before. They said that the question is regarding someone who knows about Shabbos, but he made the shaygeg regarding the melachas. Now we're going to use here the gears of Reb Chaim. First of all, the first set that says, what was the conclusion? Reb Akiva asked a question to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar answered, did Reb Akiva agree to Rabbi Elazar or not? Now, in the continuation of the daf, Reb Chaim has a different girsa than what we have. It's not a different girsa, a different order of the daf. And he basically goes a few lines down, then he'll go a few lines back up, and then a few lines again back up. So stage one, we're going now a few lines down, where the line starts with the words, Omar Abze'eiro Kamei Rabbi Yoso. Rabbi Zeiro said in front of Rabbi Yoso, Masniso Omro Deloy Oidoleh. I'll bring her a rayo to Rabbi Kiva did not agree with Rabbi Lozo's answer. The Tani, because it says in the Braiso, someone says, your Deani, she Shabbos. I know this is Shabbos. For your Deani, she Melocha. I know this Melocha is also. Avlein your Dei Melocha Izu Shechevim Alea Karis. So even though he knows about the Melocha, but he doesn't know the punishment of the Melocha. He doesn't know that you get Karis in it. Im Minyan Oves Melochas also. If he did multiple Melochas, Chayav Kol Melocha Melocha. So every Melocha is Chayav. That we'll see also later in the Gemara. But if they're all toldos of the same melacha, chayov al kol helem vehelem. So then every time he forgets, he's chayov. Because he forget, every forgetting requires another chatos. But if there's only one forgetting, even though it's multiple melachas, because they're all toldos, they're all descended of the same melacha, they're all associated with the same melacha, he's chayav only one. And now we erase the following words and we say, Hado omro deloy oidilei. So that shows you that Rabbi Akiva did not agree with Rabbi Elazar. Because who is this braiso? Remember, what is the question that Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Elazar according to this man d'omar? The question is, when you do multiple melachas, which are all a toldo of the same melacha, are you chayav multiple chatois or only one? Said Rabbi Elazar, bring a raya from Nido that you chayav multiple chatois. Now here we find a braisa that says, when you have multiple melachas that are all toldos of the same melacha, if it's all done the same hell and the same forgetting, chayav only one chatos. Who's the one who's saying it? You have to say it's Rabbi Akiva. So you see, Rabbi Akiva did not accept Rabbi Elazar's answer, and he argues with him, and he holds you have to, you have only one chatos for this case. Now, this discussion was according to the first Man D'Omer. Now we're going to the second Man D'Omer. According to the Gisor Rav Chaim, we're going back a few lines next to the small letter Gimel that you have in the Oiz V'Adar edition. And it says there, Havi Raboy B'Shem Rav Chizda Omar, Raboy B'Shem Rav Chizda, which is Ravo, Raboy is Ravo. Ravo B'Shem Rav Chizda said, Bishgogas Shabbos of Zonu Melachas Shaloi. That was the second opinion, that the question of Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Lazar was regarding someone who does, he forgot about Shabbos, but he knows about the Melachas. And the Shail is, does he chayov on every Shabbos or not? So now the Gemara says the same question. Hoidelei or loy hoidelei? Did Rabbi Akiva agree to Rabbi Lazar or not? Did he accept Rabbi Lazar's answer or not? So now the Gemara answers, now we're going back to what we skipped originally, where you see the small letter base in parentheses in the Oiz V'Adar edition. The Gemara says, Mimad Marav Shmuel, Rabbi Avoh B'Shua B'Yisra Chanino, Kol Adoy Yichasok Rabbi Lazar. Referring to our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says that a person that did not know about Shabbos and did multiple melachas many Shabbosim, he's chayav for each Shabbos. That's our Mishnah. So said Mar Shmuel that that's only Shitas Rabbi Lazar. Pam Kerabbanon, meaning ones who aren't Rabbi Lazar, who's that? That's Rabbi Akiva. Ain't you chayav elachas? You chayav only one. And referring to our Mishnah, what's the case of our Mishnah? He did not know about Shabbos. They did multiple melachas in multiple Shabbosim. So the fact that he said that someone argues with Rabbi Lezer, who's that someone? That's Rabbi Akiva. That means Rabbi Akiva did not accept the answer of Rabbi Lezer. Because again, Rabbi Akiva has to go to this shito. He asked Rabbi Lezer, if one did multiple melachas and multiple shabbosim, is he chayav one, is he chayav multiple chatois? So Rabbi Lezer says, is chayav multiple learning from Nido. If Rabbi Akiva accepted it, so everybody should agree with that. The fact that you say that someone argues, that means Rabbi Akiva did not accept the answer of Rabbi Lezer. So, Bekitzer, this whole change of the girsa of the Gemara, of the order of the Gemara, comes to the same conclusion. The Gemara brought, according to both understandings in the Mishnah and Krisus, did Rabbi Akiva accept the answer of Rabbi Lazar or not? And the Gemara concludes that no, Rabbi Akiva did not accept the answers of Rabbi Lazar. He argues with him. Continues now the Gemara. Now we're back down to where we got to. One line below the small gimel in the parentheses. The Gemara says, "Harab Zehir b'Shem Chizdor v'El b'Shem Shem Lakish." We learned that their shita was Tarvin Amri, and they both said Bezodin Shabbos uvishgogas Melachas Shaloi. That the question was regarding someone who knows about Shabbos and did multiple melachas of the same tolodo. So ask the Gemara now, but what will happen? Habishgogas Shabbos uvizodin melachos. What about the case that he knows about the melachas but he forgot about Shabbos? In that case, according to this Man D'Omer, what will Rabbi Lazar hold? Will you say, will they say that Rabbi Lazar will agree to Rabbi Akiva that you have only one? Meaning, according to the first way to understand the discussion of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lazar, how will they hold in the other way to understand it? How will they understand Shitas Rabbi Lazar when a person does not know about Shabbos? Will he agree that you have only one chatos? Says the Gemara, if so, if he holds you have only one chatos in that case, Rabbi Akiva should bring a question from there. What? Are we amazed? We use again the Gersa of Rabbi Chaim. Are we amazed? Someone who forgot about Shabbos, there's many chatos. And you agree that you have only one. So what do you bring me a rye from Nidl? That you have in each one. But you see, when a person doesn't know about Shabbos, he's chayev only one chatos on many Shabboses. And that will be a great pircho to Rabbi Lazar's answer. Rabbi Lazar brings a raya from Nido. Why bring a raya from Nido? Bring a raya from Shabbos itself. The fact he didn't bring this question. So the fact that he didn't bring this as a raya, that shows there's no difference. According to Rabbi Lazar, also in the case that a person forgot about Shabbos, he's going to be chayav for each Shabbos. So even though according to Rabbi Zeiro and Rabbi Shimon Lakish, the question was if a person forgot about melachas, about multiple melachas from the same toldo, that the Rabbi Lazar says you have multiple chatois, but the same melach will apply when someone forgot about Shabbos, that you'll have multiple chatois for every Shabbos. And now the Gemara goes to the second Man D'Omer. Hi Rabbo, B'Shem Rav Chizdo, the second shita was what? Omar B'Shgogas Shabbos, Ozod the Melachas Shalai. The question was regarding someone who forgot about Shabbos. Habizod on Shabbos, B'Shgogas Melachas, what will he hold? when he knows about Shabbos, if he got will he say there that Rabbi Kiva yoydi lebelozer shuchav kol achas achas? Will Rabbi Kiva then agree that in that case, if he got malachos, Rabbi Kiva will agree that you have multiple katois? So says the Gemara and Daf Beis and Daf Tap. If that's the case, Rabbi Kiva agrees in that case. So then we have Sfinei Rabbi Lozer should come and ask Rabbi Kiva. Or in other words, Rabbi Lozer should prove to Rabbi Kiva that what? Hare using Yusuf Chaim. Hare shoygig b'malachos u'mezi b'shabes. When someone forgot about the malachos, he knows about Shabbos. You agree, shewat? Hare yesh b'titzor sarbe v'chator sarbe. There's multiple malachos and multiple chatoes that moideli shuchav kolachas v'achas. And you agree is chav in each one. So I'll prove to you that you have also on multiple Shabbosim. Mimad olemoisiv le adom roi ado hi ado. So the fact that Blaz did not bring a raya from there, it shows that Rabbi Kiva holds the same thing in both cases. Meaning the last few lines, the Gemara said, we have two ways to understand the question of Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Kiva disagrees with Rabbi Lezer. But they don't argue. They both agree that Rabbi Kiva does not agree with Rabbi Lezer in both cases. Meaning, in both cases, in the case that he forgot about the malachos and he remembered Shabbos, or the case he forgot about Shabbos and remembered about malachos, Rabbi Lozer will hold you chayv chatos for each malacho and you chayv chatos for each Shabbos, and Rabbi Kiva will hold you have only one chatos on all the malachos and you have only one chatos on all the Shabbosim. So the machlokes is only how to explain the pshat in the Mishnah. What case did he speak about? But there's no machlokes b'etzem. What is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva? With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Nun Aleph.